River Refuge, written by Bottle Dubs and read by Parsa Salt. A Mordhouse's shirt pick. Summary. It is definitely too hot to be out of the water today. Luckily, today my ocean doesn't have to suffer. It was the first truly hot day of the year. The air grew muggy, the insects whined, and activity slowed in Lotus Pier. On days like this, strenuous activity was generally postponed until the sun was closer to the horizon, and no longer likely to scorch the unwary. Wei Wuxian dove off of the longest pier in a smooth arc, slipping into the cool river water with barely a splash. He knew that perhaps Madame Yu would be happier if he spent the hottest part of the day working on paperwork, but honestly, there was little for him to do that wouldn't need consultation with Jiang Shushu anyway, and the secretary was away in Gusu for a trade discussion. Thus, Wei Wuxian felt he could take refuge from the heat in the river. Agile and quick, he swam to where the current was strongest, enjoying the effort it took to keep from being swept downriver. There were only a few boats out on the water today, mostly merchant carrying loads to the port that could not be delayed. He only spotted one leisure boat, and it was moored at the side of the river where there was shade. Closer to the cove, on the side away from the current, Zhang Guanli was leading a swim class for the youngest Shi Di and Shi Mei. He would join them in a bit, once he'd burned off some energy. The kids would probably expect some roughhousing once he joined, and he wanted to make sure they actually learned something first. Knowing how to swim was immensely important in Lotus Pier, to the point that those who were unable or who refused to learn could not stay for long. No one wanted to risk an unnecessary drowning, after all. "Lo Zhang, are you catching a fish for me?" The captain of the closest of the merchant ships called out cheerfully, waving. Wei Wuxian waved back. He knew this man, Xing Da, a man who had lived on the river all of his life and a frequent visitor to Lotus Pier. Xing Da had a wife at home who never came with him on his journeys, and three small children, of which he spoke incessantly and was known to take home an excessive amount of sweets for. "Ah, who could catch fish better than you? 5 minutes with your net and you would surely put me to shame," Wei Wuxian replied once he'd swum over and caught hold of the hole. "Oh, I could never claim to be so great, Dao Zhang, but my little Arun..." "Wouldn't this mighty fisherman be barely a year old?" Wei Wuxian asked with a cheeky smirk. "Such great ability for one who had just figured out what his feet are for." The crew laughed, and Wei Wuxian hurried to make his most sad, pathetic expression at Xin Da. "Ah, forgive this one for doubting. He is surely the greatest fisherman who has ever lived. All must say so."
"Go soak your head, Dao Zhang," Xin Da snorted, but there was a grin on his face when he said it. "Is our usual berth open?"
"It should be. It was free this morning, and traffic on the river has been light today. I hope you charge whoever you're hauling for appropriately for dealing with this heat."
"Considering it is your sack leader who ordered this load, you had better believe it.
Our cargo is bolts of the finest silk for dyeing for the sect's winter clothing, and wood to help repair the eastern dock." Xin Da pulled back the tarp covering the cargo just enough so Wei Wuxian could appreciate the stacked wood. A rich smell of cut lumber cut through the muggy river air.
"Ah, excellent! You are a hero, Xin Da. I won't delay you any further then."
Wei Wuxian let go of the hull, waving as the boat pulled away towards shore. He idly swam against the current as he considered what he wanted to do next. Zhang Guanli still seemed to be focused on teaching the little ones, so it wasn't a good time to interrupt the class.
"Ashen?" Jiang Yunli's voice floated over the water, and Wei Wuxian turned like a flower towards the sun. Treading water again, he waved until he was sure she had seen him, then swam in earnest to where she stood. She had a parasol to keep the sun's light away, and a basket tucked under one arm. As he approached, she knelt by on the pier to rummage in the basket.
"Shujie, what are you doing out in the heat?"
Wei Wuxian asked as he latched onto the wood of the pier, hauling himself up so he could rest his crossed arms on the edge. I brought out sliced chilled melon for everyone, but my Shanshan wasn't with the swim class.
Xi Jie laughed, booping his nose with a finger before offering a piece of the melon, golden and dripping with juice.
Ah, no, they associate me with playtime when it comes to swimming, you know that. I'll join them in a bit once they've been good little students for a while longer, Wei Wuxian explained as he accepted the treat eagerly.
Ashan is very good with the little ones, Jing Yun Li praised, laughing when Wei Wuxian sputtered at the praise.
She did it on purpose, he was sure.
She was being extra mean since Jiang Cheng had left with his father.
Poor Jiang Cheng, having to spend time in cloud recesses with all of their rules and food that was rumored to be seasoned only with moral superiority and silence.
Chen Shan is a little one. He is only 3.
He pouted in retaliation, in between bites of melon.
Only 3? Then he is much too small to be swimming alone. A river carp will come and eat him up, she scolded.
But even the river carp and the pike are sweet when Xi Jie is around.
Xi Jie laughed, which was objectively the best sound in the world. Wei Wuxian was always proud of himself when he managed to tease her into laughter.
When you are finished swimming, can you refresh the cooling rays in the kitchens? They are starting to falter.
There's no rush, but I don't think they'll last more than a day or two. Some of the ink must have come up during the monsoons.
I'll go there after the swim class, Wei Wuxian promised earnestly with a salute, earning another boop on his nose from Xi Jie.
The sheltered side of the cove was becoming more rocky, he noted, and he pulled himself up further to peer across the water.
Speaking of, I think that is my cue. I'll see you at dinner, Xi Jie,
he promised before dropping back into the water. Jiang diving techniques, which he'd mastered over the years, let him swim on the water the entire way to where the young disciples were finishing the formal part of their lessons. There was a whole flock of tiny Jiang ducklings treading water in inefficient, wobbly kicks.
Such tiny little toes!
Of course something was going to come along to gobble them all up! Wei Wuxian gently tugged on a few feet, relishing the screeches from over his head, before he lessened to Jiang Guanli's ankle, dragging him down to dunk him. Wei Wuxian earned a kick for his antics, which he took as his due and released his shige. He launched himself up, roaring as he broke the surface, to the delighted screams of his littlest sex siblings. He and Jiang Guanli kept a careful eye on the kids' stay roughhouse, making sure that anyone who was starting to look tired or strained was deposited up on the safety of the pier to be saved from the ravaging water beast that was Wei Wuxian. One of the shitties, a shy little boy who still had to be coaxed to talk at all in most situations, ended up with his arms wrapped around Wei Wuxian's neck, screaming his victory to the heavens themselves. Wei Wuxian didn't realize that today was the day he would be deafened for all time, but Jiang Guanli was too busy laughing at his fate to rescue him. This kid was a menace. Wei Wuxian decided he had to figure out how to get this kid to use his voice on the training field. The arms master might actually be startled by the turn of events. Finally, the last of the kids were hauled up onto the pier, the last being a Shimei, Wei Wuxian suspected of being part fish, and Wei Wuxian could follow. He helped herd the kids back towards the main compound and the change of clothes they were destined for, collecting Sui Bian along the way. It was still broiling hot, but after such a nice long break, he was pretty sure he could stay unmelted until sunset. The end.